There was this one, a businessman of Lahore, who had a business grocery shop, and a wealthy person. He had a good business running very good, and married. He had 6 daughters. After that, 1 son was born. So unfortunately, what happens commonly, that son you spoil him. After 6 girls, now you got a boy. Or if you had 6 boys and you get a girl, and then you spoil them. And some parents, even in any way, today we have got no concept generally of the bringing up of children. Spoiling them, destroying their lives, destroying their future, that we call love of the child. Putting him on the wrong line, their education in the wrong line, their character, their habits of wrong things, eating. We spoil them with one family boy. He was still a small boy that time, maybe 3-4 years. But he used to have a whole liter of Coke for breakfast. And the father should insist, give it to him. He wants it, so give it to him. And today he's suffering the condition. What effects it has on a person, and then your whole life. We as parents, we'll die, we'll go in our qabr. And the others have to suffer the consequences. We don't know to be a little bit strict, to bring up the children properly. People also, family people, they also that you are too strict on the children. You're spoiling, they're going to hate you. But that is a true love, to bring them on the correct lines. That is essential. And make them understand, speak to them. Don't just give laws and orders, but make them understand. And then when they will understand, they will do it. If you do it by command, they will only do it in front of you. And when the minute they are behind your back, they will do their own thing. If we just tell them, you mustn't drink cold drink, for example. Don't eat sweets in front of us, but they won't eat. There aren't sweets and cold drink in the house. We're not keeping. But the minute they go by visitors, they'll go wild. And then you just see them going wild for the sweets and all the other cold drinks, etc. So, but if you make them understand the harm of it, and that now you are still young, your anatomy, your body is strong still. You can resist all these things. You won't notice it now. But afterwards, when your body starts becoming weak, it starts giving up, then all these things have the adverse effect, and you suffer the consequences. And at that time, now we as parents, we are there to help you. But at that time, there is nobody to help you. And sometimes how many poor people, we feel them so pity how they suffer. So anyway, one is normally we spoil a child. And when a child comes like this, after so many girls, a boy came. So they spoiled him even more. Because of the spoiling, he became awara. He became spoiled. Not listening, doing all the wrong things. Until so much he became a drug addict as he grew up. Worse than that, he started womanizing now. And now they were advising him. He doesn't listen to them. Mother crying, making duas. Father crying, making duas, advising him. His sisters telling him. But now he's gone. He became spoiled terribly. So in this condition of his, one day he was sitting in a park. And from a nest, a bird fell down, a parrot bird. A small baby bird. And then a cat was just nearby, and the cat's rosy. So the cat rushed. But he managed to get the bird before the cat. So he took it, and the bird injured itself with the fall. He took it home, personally. And this also is another great lesson for us to learn. These people who are like that in death, they got a lot of feelings for suffering people. They have a lot of thought for them. Whereas other people who are like pious people, they don't give thought to these things. It's very important. Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, once after Fajr Namaz, he was coming home, and at the culvert where the water goes down the drain, he found a cat with its kitten and shivering in the cold. It was cold weather, rainy weather. He took them all home. He made them comfortable, and he gave them milk to drink and made them. So this is a very important aspect where we get the chance where there is a stray cat, for example. Or what is encouraged in this incident of this, put some food, water for birds. Put on the roof, put outside. Birds come eat. Birds drink that water. These things have got great value. as we will see, inshallah. So anyway, he took this little parrot, baby parrot, home, and he nursed it. It became right. Then he put it in a cage, and he was growing up, feeding it properly. But then the thought came to him, this is a free bird. This is not a parrot that is commercial, that is sold and that stays in a cage. This is a bird of the trees, of the jungle. So he took it back and he set it free. That happened. Then he became, now all that bad habits of his, the wrong eating, the drinking, drugs, all those things, he got cancer. And the pain he was feeling in his stomach, he could not control the pain, terrible pain, like daggers are being stabbed in his stomach all the time. So terrible he was suffering. So they started treatment, hospital, everything. And in the suffering and pain of his, the father one day came home with an envelope and said, this envelope has come, it's for you. I opened it and your Umrah is approved. So did you apply to go for Umrah? He said, no, where, me? And Umrah, what a life he was leading. And no question, no Umrah. So, and in there was written, you need these documents and must make sure you got your passport. So they went with it there, and they saw, and his application, they had it there. And most surprising, his signature was on the application. But he knows nothing about it. So, inshallah, just follow, and then you'll see where or how all this happened. So then he now went for Umrah, he made Umrah, he went to Masjid Nabawi. Now life started changing there, the environment, Haram Sharif. And all the anwarat and the barakat, he's like, it so happened Allah made it that right behind the Imam in Medina Sharif, there was one place vacant. And he got place right behind the Imam. And he made namaz there. And in the namaz, again his pain started. And in, you can see he's going up and down, up, he's suffering with the pain, terrible pain. But then it subsided. He stayed another 17 days or so in Medina Sharif, and normal, everything. He came back, now he was well, no more. And he also, no more the pain of all the terrible, that cancer. So his father said, let's go and check up, go to hospital again. They went, they too made all the scans, everything checked up. Nothing, no sign of the cancer. And doctors can't believe it. They got his record, his file is there. And they got all the scans which is showing clear the cancer. And now nothing whatsoever. Doctors say, no, maybe this laboratory is something wrong. Again scans and then send it to another laboratory. Same results came. No cancer whatsoever. So all this, then after this little, he slept one night. He dreamt. And in his dream he saw that baby parrot that he saved. That baby parrot made dua for him. And the duas of that parrot, the cancer had no chance to stay with him. Finish. Allah's Qudrat was above everything. So this, when we can, some person who is in some difficulty, and he asks you for some help, the least if you can't do, don't rebuke the person. Don't tell him anything bad if you can't help him. If you can't, make go out of your way to help him. You can, some of your expense, bring it down. Help that person out. And you don't know the dua. And animals also. Birds also. Fish also. And especially if we keep them as pets, then we must look after them properly. But even like they're just stray animals, and we look after them. And like for birds, we put some food, we put some water. For fish, for the cats, a stray dog also, though we shouldn't keep a dog as a pet, but cats, and many times the stray cats come. Don't kick them away. Don't push the dog clothes upon them. All the downtrodden, Allah's heart is there. Allah is with those people. And if we show any kind, and they make du'as also. So their du'as save us. So Allah give us tawfiq that this is what must, our hearts must become soft. Not like hard with rock and hard. And in order to soften it, Quran Sharif tilawat. Think of what's going to happen to me in my qabr. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.